13% is on debt service. 26% is discretionary, which really will be the target of DOGE. And that is a small piece of the pie to try to wring $2 trillion out of, Kevin.
I don't know. I think healthcare could be another place of savings. We haven't really used any technology there yet. We haven't really digitized medical records. We really haven't brought a mandate of AI into that. I think we could save a lot of money. The U.S. has one of the worst term IRR returns on healthcare spending. When you can compare it to some of the European countries like Switzerland or England or France, they do a much better job. But they share the records on a much more ubiquitous basis than we do. We're always concerned about, you know, privacy, but I think we could fix that too. But I like looking at everything. I don't see any reason why these two can't just release the hounds and go nuts. Everybody's interested to find out what they're going to see, and I'd like to hear it myself, because maybe it's a means test on Social Security. We have to fix this because the deficit's getting a little big right now, and the bond market's starting to get a little uneasy in the 10-year. I worry about that.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and it's been 5 weeks since Donald Trump was elected president, and he's already accomplished more than Joe Biden did in the last 4 years. I mean, think about it. Hamas is calling for peace. Putin says he's going to sell Russian oil now in U.S. dollars. Mexico broke up a migrant caravan, and the Mexican president has agreed to secure the border from their side and stop the illegal flow of crime and drugs into our country. The European Union is saying it wants to now buy American natural gas to avoid Trump's tariffs. Thousands of unnecessary government employees have threatened to quit after DOGE announced that they'd be forced to actually come into office for work. The Dow is up 2,700 points. And to top it all off, Justin Trudeau, the soy boy prime minister of Canada, flew to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump, hat in hand, desperate to reach mutually beneficial terms on trade. Our gang, he's not even in office yet. He's not even in office, and the world is already changing. Now, the only people whose lives will most definitely get worse under President Trump are useless bureaucrats. The DC swamp is in a full-on panic. These people have mooched off the American taxpayer for decades. Multi-million dollar lobbying contracts, unaudited federal grant programs, and backdoor deals have lined the pockets of these swamp rats with literally billions of dollars. In fact, get this. This will bring it home for you. 9 of the richest suburbs in America are, guess where? They're all in the DC area. Now, the biggest fear for these political parasites is not just Trump, but it's his team of Avengers he's bringing with him to end this corruption. My guest today has made a career out of tracking how these people make their money. His name is Ross Givens, good friend of this channel, and he's a leading expert on insider trading. Ross, thanks for joining me. Great to see you again, as always.
Hey, my pleasure, Dr. Steve.
Oh, it's an honor, man. So obviously, given your expertise, you know, I don't need to tell you how deep the corruption runs. Because you've been tracking the stock trades of these politicians, you know, for the better part of the decade, you actually sent me this graphic a couple of months ago, and I wanted to share it with our viewers because I think it is just so illuminative. This shows how much members of Congress made in the stock market just last year alone. And I mean, dude, some of these numbers are freaking staggering. I mean, yeah. New York Representative Brian Higgins, he made 238% return last day. I mean, is that real?
And look, 238% in a year, more than tripling your retirement account in a year, is pretty much unheard of. I mean, take someone like Warren Buffett. He's been doing this for 70 years. He's never had a year that good.
Right.
You know, these guys, pretty much everyone on that list right there, these congressmen, beat every professional on Wall Street. And the only way that is possible is if you were trading on inside information. The only
right.
way.
Right. Which is just another form of corruption.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, again, what I love about what you do, Ross, is you take your expertise, which can obviously be very frustrating, this expertise on insider trading, But what you do is you redeem it. You turn the lemons into lemonade. You turn it for good. Yeah. And you actually teach people how to make money by piggybacking on these trades, which I love. I've been a huge fan of your work because you show people how to do this themselves. I get your weekly text messages every week in terms of stock picks. But you do this all perfectly ethically, and that no one is being bribed. That's right. The beauty of it. And you're holding another free online training event this Thursday, right?
That's right. Yep. It's Thursday, December 19th, 3:00 Eastern. It is 100% free. It's online. Anyone can come. Yep.
Yeah. And they fill up very, very fast. So make sure you click on that link below to join right now. You're not going to, I mean, literally by the end of this video. So I do want to tell everybody about that more in a minute. But first, I want you to talk about the incoming of DOGE, Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency, because this might be, I mean, if you really think this through and the way they're talking, this might be the first real effort to tackle corruption and waste in Washington, literally in our lifetime. I mean, this would make the Reagan revolution or the Gingrich revolution pale by comparison. What's your take?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. And this is the thing by far I am most excited about, you know, when Trump takes office. And this to me has really always been Trump's strength. Yes, he's a great deal maker. Yes, he's intelligent. But what makes him great at what he's done is that it's not that he has all the answers, but he puts the people who do in a position to get those things done. And we've already forgotten he wiped out ISIS in 2 months. Yeah. What do we battle them for? 15 years? He's crazy. He doesn't talk to generals in a boardroom. He goes and talks to soldiers on the ground, the ones who knew what needed to be done, and he gives them that.
Yeah.
And when it comes to government waste, I think you need business experts, because the federal government at the end of the day is just a giant business. Now, it's a terrible business. It's one that loses money every year. It's one of the, with a mountain of debt, but a business.
And it can print its own money too, right?
Yeah. Right. But, you know, if you want to lean it out and quit wasting what is literally trillions of dollars, you need people who have done that on a large scale. And no one has done it better than Musk. I mean, Elon, not just what he's built. I mean, Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, XAI, the Boring Company, Zip2, which became PayPal. The guy is a rock star. But what I think is most impressive, and what Trump probably saw, is what he did at Twitter, which is now X, you know?
Yeah.
He bought the thing. Did he overpay? Sure. But he bought it when it had 7,500 employees. Today, there's 1,000.
Yeah.
He cut 80% of the workforce. It's running better than ever, more traffic than ever, more profitable than ever. So that's really what Trump wants him to do with the federal government.
You know, I don't think people realize, as I'm hearing you speak, I don't think they realize the true scale of how much money the government actually just out and out wastes. I mean, some of the big ones make the news, like, you know, the $7.5 billion to build vehicle charging stations. And what, 3 years later, they build? Like seven?
Seven of them, I think. Yeah.
$1 billion each. Or the
billion infamous, a charging station, yeah.
Yeah, $1 billion a charging station, right? Or the infamous bridge to nowhere. Everybody knows that one. I mean, what a beautiful metaphor if you think about it. But the waste is literally compounded. I mean, there are just thousands of examples we can add to that. Hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars are just completely wasted every year. Yeah.
And the thing is, we hear the word billion, and they just kind of, $10 billion here and $100 billion to Ukraine. Like, I don't think we realize how much money that $1 trillion was once an unfathomable number. The government goes through that every 100 days now. But I wrote down a couple of examples of just ridiculous waste for you. I found a list of more than 800 of them. This is a tiny little sample, but these are the few that caught my mind, Dr. Steve. The Department of Agriculture employees have government credit cards. Well, it turns out they buy stuff for themselves on this thing. Roughly $100 million in fraudulent charges. Everything from Ozzy Osbourne tickets to tattoo payments. We gave $1.3 million to Pepsi to build a yogurt factory in New York. We spent $100,000. I can't even read this. For a celebrity fruit promotion roadshow in Indonesia, okay? our federal tax dollars took $75 million to build an airport, another $29 million to build a harbor in Akutan, Alaska. Fine, except that city has 75 residents.
I laughed just because it's painful. I mean, it's
insanity.
It's insanity.
We've given $1 billion in tax credits for these energy efficient home improvements to people who don't own homes. They went to the recipients. Prisoners are on this list. Underage children were on this list. We give a private developer, $484,000 to build a Mellow Mushroom pizza restaurant in Arlington, Texas. Tell me how that benefits the average taxpayer. We spent $770 million repairing mosques and religious buildings in foreign countries. The Wisconsin Historical Society got $800,000 to install horse-drawn carriage exhibits at a visitor center. And in 2010, the coup de grace, the University of Kentucky received $181,406 to study how cocaine enhances the sex drive of Japanese quail.
You are got to be making this stuff up, man. This is nuts.
If that's not ludicrous enough, our federal government renewed the grant in 2011, gave them another $175,000 to continue this asinine study. And does not include the $12 billion we spend to maintain empty federal buildings every year, the $14 billion of overpayment in unemployment benefits, the billions lost to fraud on Medicare and Social Security, and an estimated $200 billion in fraudulent PPP loans, all of which have been completely forgiven, all of which are the burden of the taxpayer.
To me, is what makes it even worse, because we're not just talking. This isn't just government waste. This is out and out fraud. We're talking freaking government fraud. And one of the ones you mentioned, there was $500,000 to a developer to build a pizza restaurant. I mean, it's pretty common, right? As I understand it, this sort of revolving door, as it were, it's pretty common for businesses owned by donors or, you know, close friends of politicians to get millions of dollars in government subsidies. But politicians, they can't grant the money to themselves. So one of the ways, and you've taught me this, one of the ways people pay them back for this money is with stock tips, right?
Exactly.
You and I were talking about this earlier. Stock tips aren't traceable. There's no paper trail. No one could prove you traded on inside information. So a senator might kick a few million bucks to a donor in the form of one of these insane federal grants you're talking about. And then in return, the donor tells that senator when to buy their stocks right before some big announcement that's about to send the stock price way up, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. And you know, we've talked about this before. Politicians, they never leave D.C. poor when they arrive. I don't think it's ever happened, other than Trump, except for Trump.
Exactly. Right. Yep.
But these congressmen, I mean, they're becoming multimillionaires, placing highly suspicious, well-timed trades in the stock market. Often, like you said, right before a big merger or a big drug approval,
big announcement
that boosts the stock price. Yeah, it makes them a fortune. So my understanding, and you've talked to more people than I have, but it's pretty much an open secret on Capitol Hill, I think, that this goes on.
Yeah. I mean, just practically speaking, do you think with Trump taking office and such a big focus on weeding out corruption and waste, is there a chance they'll finally ban members of Congress from trading?
There's always a chance, sure. And if anyone could do it, it's Trump. I think it's still unlikely for a simple reason. Congress passes the laws.
Yeah.
You know, so you're asking them to ban themselves from trading, which makes them millions of dollars a year. I mean, if you're making 20 million bucks a year with this stuff, would you stop?
That's right. Plus, all part of the business model. That's right.
Yeah. And you told me this. You're the one who told me this. You said, Ross, I think that's going to burn up a lot of political capital. And that's something I didn't really think about because, you know, Trump's got an aggressive agenda and the kind of sweeping changes he wants to make. That cannot be done without congressional support. Yeah. And I don't think you can afford to piss all these people off with something like that. And look, you know, this
politics,
I'm going to say, this is not a popular opinion, all right? But the fact is, they're not hurting anybody.
Right.
Is it fair? No. Right. Is it ethical? Right. Absolutely not. But right. these guys making money in the stock market does not take money away from anyone else, right? And right. so I would rather them cheat the stock market than cheat right. by wasting my tax dollars. And,
right. Good point. Yeah.
And like you know what I do? We follow these trades. We can follow their trades. So I've been doing this since 2017 for our members. We actually do it as a service where we alert them what to buy, when to buy it. Yep. We're up over 1,900% in the last 7 years doing
wow.
this. So it is kind of, there's a, yes, it's frustrating, but it creates a huge opportunity for you and I. And I think if everyday Americans, if you're not using this information, which is free, which is publicly available, you're missing out on a lot of potential profits.
Right. And that's the key. I mean, it's the information. That's what, in the end, that's what you represent is information, a brain trust, as it were.
Yes.
Just to be clear, all you're doing in the end, to actually insanely simple, is you're following their trades. You buy these stocks when you see that Congress is buying them. You're piggybacking on them and making money as they make money.
That's it. Yep. Very simple. Now,
it really is. Well, that's what I love. It's the KISS principle, right? Keep it
not simple. Overly complicated, right?
and also, and this need, we need to be very clear on this, because obviously we'll all be concerned. This is completely legal. This is completely ethical, correct?
Completely legal. Yes, 100% above board. And look, it's not just politicians. You know, corporate insiders are even worse. You're talking it's CEOs, right. board that's members, true. Vice presidents. You can see what stocks they're buying with their own money in their own account in nearly real time. And I'll give you an example. You're gonna love this one because I know you feel about this guy. He's everyone's favorite pandemic villain, Mr. Bill Gates. Right. Now, here's where things. This is an interesting story. You'll get a kick out of this. So back in 2019, literally a few weeks before COVID ramped up, Gates bought 1.1 million shares of stock of a clinical stage biotech company called BioNTech. And I sent you the press release there if you need to share it. But this company was developing what would become the Pfizer vaccine. Now, as you can imagine, that stock took off, right? Gates sold his stake 2 years later for a 1,500% wow. gain, a profit of $242 million.
And this at a time when so many people are losing their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
it's disgusting. Now, yeah. It gets worse. Now, he sells all the stock. But a week after he sells, this is when he publicly admits the vaccine does not prevent infection.
Wow.
And the stock obviously began to tank, but he cashed out at the top. And right. and the cherry on top, which really going to piss everybody off, since he bought this stock through the Bill and Melinda Gates Charitable Foundation.
Oh, stop. I know where you're going
have to
with
pay taxes on it. It's a tax-free gain. Now, I know, listen, it's not fair. It is anger. But look, life's not fair. And at the end of the day, if you can't beat them, join them. Why should this scumbag be making right. all the money?
Right, exactly.
And there is nothing right. illegal, like you said, about what we are doing. We are simply leveling the playing field. We are using this unfair advantage people like Gates have to benefit yeah. ourselves.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's why we hold these free training events every couple of months. You've been a great supporter of ours, which I can't thank you enough for. We had thousands of people come.
Oh my. Yeah.
How to do it for themselves, right? So it's where you can find the trades, what to look for, what to look out for, all of it. And the feedback has been great, been empowering people. And I mean, our members have made millions of dollars doing this yeah. stuff, literally.
No, I've been to several of your trainings. I don't think I've missed one of them in the last year. They're incredible.
Yeah.
And we've gotten amazing feedback from our viewers that have attended, some become members and made a lot of money, like you said, doing this. Give everybody the details on that. Let's close the loop here. You said sure. You have a new free training. It's this yep. Thursday at 3 p.m. Can you?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thursday, it's December 19th, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern. The event is online, so anybody can attend. It's completely free. And what I'm going to do is show you everything. I'll show you how to access the public database where you can find all these trades. I'll show you what to look for, what our biggest winners had in common, all of it. So we walked through the whole gauntlet. And I'm also giving away all the research on our latest insider stock picks. So
I
everyone who even registers.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you can't come, I encourage you to register. We're going to email you out that report for free when you sign up. You'll see the depth of our research. It's plain English. It's easy to understand. We lay it out, what the company is, what insiders are buying, what we think it can do. So I encourage you to do that. This one could be a monster. You know, we got tons of insider buying. It's a little off the radar, less than $10 biotech stock. The one we gave back in January went up, I think, 300%. So this one could do even better. So yeah, definitely sign up for that and be sure to attend Thursday, 3 Eastern. It's online. The only caveat is there's a cap of 1,000 attendees. We broadcast on a software called GoToWebinar. It has a maximum capacity. So once 1,000 come in, it won't let you log in. So I encourage people, register early, show up. Just put in email, name. I think you put your cell number. We'll text you a reminder like 15 minutes before we get started. But I think you're going to get a lot out of it. So I encourage people to register and attend.
Oh, I absolutely. And I get those texts and I look forward to everyone I get. I mean, gang, this is so awesome. We can only imagine the heights that we're going to reach with the dawn of the new golden age, with Trump and his
Never
team
been a
of Avengers.
Time. Yeah.
Can you even imagine it? So, gang, don't wait. You don't want to miss out on this. This is how you position yourself for what's coming starting January 20th. Thursday, December 19th, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern. The event is online, completely free to attend. And I've been to these. Ross is going to show you. He's going to walk you through everything you need to know to learn to trade like Pelosi, but legally and ethically, right?
Yep. Keep in link mind, in the video, I assume, or link in the description.
Yeah, to register this trip. Yep, cool. Click on that link below. Absolutely, and absolutely. Also, remember that webinar software that Ross uses is limited. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who get you the ARC store shuts and you're out. So they got to place a cap on the first 1,000 registrants. If you haven't been to one of Ross's free trainings, let me tell you, they fill up fast. So you do not want to miss out on this. Click on the link below to register. Make sure to get in on the first 1,000, and we'll see you there. I'll be there on Thursday the 19th. It'll be awesome. Ross, it's always an honor and blessing to chat with you. Keep up the amazing work. Can't wait to see what you do in the new golden age.
All right, back at you. And by the way, congrats and success to your new book. Dr. Steve sent me a signed copy, which I appreciate, and I've gotten into it. Just phenomenal work as usual from you. So thank you for writing that.
Thank you, Ross, for all you do. It's the least that I can do. Thank you so much.